Hare Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri, then on a yearly basis, he would send Jagannanda Pandit to Mayapur. And the reason for that was that he was sending Jagannanda Pandit there to give news of himself to Mother Sachi, to tell her how he's doing, to take gifts to her, Jagannath Mahaprasadam, and other artifacts from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to reassure her that every day when Mother Sachi, she would cook, and in the ecstasy of being the Lord's mother, she would offer food to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as she did when he was there. And Lord Chaitanya came. Lord Chaitanya would come. And he would personally eat everything that she cooked. But Mother Sachi would always think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this is just a dream, or that she was just hallucinating, because she's thinking Lord Chaitanya is her son, not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyhow, Kaviraj Goswami uses a term that calls Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the best of mother's sons, which means that amongst men who are very affectionate to their mothers, Lord Chaitanya is foremost. Parents are, or children are naturally affectionate to their parents, and especially when they grow up and they get to appreciate their parents more, they see their parents more like people and not just like commodities who are meant to take care of them. Then they appreciate the sacrifices that parents make. They appreciate the hard work and the teachings that they received from their parents. So, and there's a natural affectionate bond relationship between parents and children, in one sense, more, at least in this age, more lasting than even relationships between husband and wife, because we see very often that husband and wife may divorce. But whatever happens, almost always, parents and children, they always have a very affectionate relationship with each other. In fact, I remember when I was going to university, I had one friend who sort of mixed in dangerous circles, and one of his acquaintances was one of the main gangsters of Montreal, and he told me a story once is that when this gangster, I can't remember exactly what happened, whether he killed somebody or robbed something or did something bad, then in order to get back at him, the other gang phoned up his mother and told them what he did. And even though he was a gangster, he was still afraid of his mother. That was the long and short of the story. And he was still very concerned about what his mother thought about him. Back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya is like that, which indicates to us that even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken the renounced sort of life, even though we're engaged in devotional service, even though in one sense it's stated that Deva Shivu Taptarinam Pitrinam Nakinkaram Nayanicharajan, that one doesn't have any obligation to one's parents. But still, devotees feel obligated to parents, especially parents who are favorable to Krishna consciousness and who, what, however they are, parents sacrifice. And amongst all of such affectionate dealings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was foremost. A devotee is always grateful to others, especially to people who do so much and help so much. Srila Prabhupada was very respectful towards his devotees' parents, especially those who were even devotees or very, very favorable. And of course, everyone knows that he told Gargamuni and Brahmananda Prabhu to pay obeisances to the mother and others as well when their parents were there at initiation, and told them that they should offer their obeisances to their parents, which is sort of surprising to their parents because that's not what they're used to. It's not our culture offering obeisances. Showing that respect, the only one time I ever offered my obeisances was at my father's funeral ceremony. And at that time, people weren't, they were too sort of absorbed to be shocked by that. They took it as being sort of natural. So showing respect, gratitude, affection to one's parents by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example is natural for devotees in all orders of life. We should not neglect such people in our lives, and if they're not Krishna conscious, somehow or another try to act and practice in such a way and relate to them in such a way that by dint of the natural affection that they also have for their children, use that as a sort of a means, as an in, to get them to take prasadam, to say Hare Krishna, to read books if they can. But even just the fact that they're attached to their children, that will be a great boon for them. As Lord Kapila Dev said, Pasanga ajarapa sam atmanom kavayo vidu, the attachment that causes, that's the source of bondage to material existence, when directed towards the devotee, becomes the, opens the door to liberation. So that same person, that same devotee to whom the parents were just attached and would be the source of their bondage, thinking that here's my son, here's my daughter. When that son and daughter is a pure devotee, then that attachment to them actually becomes, opens the door to liberation for them. So in that way, we certainly fulfill our obligation to them. By us being Krishna conscious, they become Krishna conscious. And, of course, the greatest debt that we owe, Lord Chaitanya himself said that when he met Mother Sachi after taking sannyas, when he went back to, went first to Shantipur, and Mother Sachi came there. Then first Lord Chaitanya bowed down before her, and then he apologized. He said, I'm sorry, I did something without your permission, taking this renounced order of life. Actually, because you gave me this body, because mother and father, but particularly the mother, gives body to, from her body, that the child actually comes, therefore my body belongs to you. So in all truth, I have no right to do anything without your permission. So please, please forgive me. And Lord Chaitanya bowed down to his mother's feet. So today we can remember this best of mother's sons, which, because I don't have either my computer or Chaitanya Charitamrita in front of me, I can't say what the Bengali is. But if devotees are interested, they'll certainly look it up. Hare Krishna.